us on today's episode of Radio Survivor. Radio Survivor is a, well, it's a podcast as well. And if you'd like to hear, well...
This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
You like music?
This is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXE. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXE 90.7 FM.
How can you say no to that?
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, arthouse films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's Upstate Film.
Now, sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and listen very closely to the sound of my voice. Imagine that there is nothing but you and the sound, floating freely high above the earth. Now, as you listen, you will begin to relax. Every sound you hear relaxes you further. Just you and the sound. Your arms and legs feel heavy, very heavy, like lead. Every sound takes you deeper and deeper. Nothing can disturb you. Every muscle, every part of your body is relaxing further and further as you drift down deeper and deeper. You are floating away from the sound of my voice, but you can still hear it. Imagine you are riding down an escalator. to count backwards from 5 to 0. And on every number, you will go another level deeper. Relaxing more completely on every count until I reach 0. On 0, you go twice as deep. Backwards from 5 to 0. Deeper on every count, and on 0, twice as deep. 5. So relaxed. 4. 3. 2. Imagine that you are floating high above the earth, in deep space, looking out on the universe, floating free in space, uplifted and filled with awe, silently watching the movements of the stars. Together, our starship of stone, living together, trying together, dying alone. Standing on the moon, filled with thoughts of home, earth so slowly turning, 20,000 years, human hopes and fears, together on a starship of stone, living together, trying together, dying alone. La 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 la.
Systems with me, Dave Evans. I'm broadcasting live from Liverpool in the north of England, and that was Lothar and the Hand People with a track from 1969 called Space Hymn, of the album Space Hymn. And I'm excited to be here today.
this is the first of my monthly shows here, and Vocal Systems is going to be a monthly delve into exploring the human and non-human voice, with an emphasis probably more on the non-human, to be honest. And the reason that I picked Lothar and the Hand People for the first track this morning is because Lothar is actually theremin that fronts the band, and the Hand People are the rest of the band. So the theme of today is listening to music with some sort of non-human component, I suppose. And that's going to take us to all sorts of weird and wonderful places, hopefully. I'm an artist, and I work with sound a lot, and I have become interested in the voice, basically, and trying to figure out whether other things can have voices, and the voice as a way of thinking about complex systems and how things appear to us, complex things appear to us. So next up, I've got a track that I found by Square Pusher in collaboration with this thing called a Z Machine, and I'll play it and chat to you a little bit about it after it's finished. So this is Square Pusher, and the track's called Dissolver, and it's made with the Z Machine. Thank you. not the Trons, no, sorry, that was Square Pusher. That was Square Pusher with a Dissolver, played by the Z Machines, which are a Japanese robotic band created by a couple of Japanese academics, sponsored by the brand Zima to promote their drink. And the band was, it had three members. Mac, a robot guitarist who could play at over 1,000 BPM. He also had 78 fingers and could use 12 picks. There was Ashura, a robot drummer that can play the most complex rhythms on 22 drums. And Cosmo, the robot keyboard player. So yeah, that's a composition made by Square Pusher and played by the Z Machines as part of some sort of corporate promotion. And that was released as an album on Warp Records back in 2014 as Music for Robots. And yeah, so that is an example of a group of machines playing music very elaborately. And I think what we're going to listen to next is a kind of more DIY version of that by a band called The Trons. And the Trons are from Hamilton,